you're going to use it, you must have a project that a good majority of landowners can agree with and voluntarily participate in. Some people might not like that this bill still allows for the use of eminent domain, but I believe if you can get 90% of landowners to agree with something without the eminent domain gun to their head, then I think it's going to be a good project and that most of society would agree with. The reason I believe this is because if you look back at when eminent domain was used on pipeline projects, it would be very hard to find. On most or all water projects, it has never been used. On the Trans-Canada Oil Pipeline project, it was not used. On the Dakota Access Pipeline project, it was used on about 2% of the project. If HB 1256 would have been the law for the last 100 years, I don't believe it would have hindered any pipeline projects that have happened.